Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 138, Voices of Liberty.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
Hello and welcome to Memory 138 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it's baseball season. In fact, I'm sitting in the basement right now in a makeshift office because we're reworking our office and nursery space right now. But I've got MLB Network on, and I'm getting to watch a little bit of baseball while I'm working on this. So this is kind of cool. Oh, opening day was awesome. And my Orioles are off to a good start, and I've got some high hopes for what they can possibly do again this season. Now, the weather is really getting quite nice here, too, and, you know, it's beautiful springtime, but, I still wish I could be down in Disney World right now. But I love being able to relive those memories. I've had some folks asking recently about recording and binaural audio, and it's a great way to just lock those memories in and be able to relive them anytime you want. As soon as I hear it, I can see it too, and it's so much fun. Anyways, so let's get on to today's memory. Now, again, just to kind of set the day, it was a rainy day, and we've gone to Epcot for the day, and it's been a lot of fun. The crowds are quite light, 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. We just finished eating lunch at the Beer Garden restaurant, which we got to hear the Oktoberfest Musikanten two times, in fact, and a lot of fun, really good food. Again, go if you can. We've just paid and are quickly trying to leave just so we can make it over to the American Adventure Pavilion in time to catch the Voices of Liberty, which is really something very big for our family. We'll make it over just in time for the start of the show and get a seat right near the edge of the circle that they ask you to come sit up close to. So it's great. The music was stellar, as always. Just fantastic sound. And this time, for the first time, Susie gets pulled up. And she is still talking about it to today. She loves that moment. It really made her day. The concert ends, and a couple of the members stop by, as always, and they come say hello to Susie and the rest of us, and we just can't help but gush over their music a little bit. From here, we're a little indecisive. We actually go up the stairs. We'll take the escalator up the flag hallway to the top floor, and then decide that, you know what, I think we're going to leave, and so we take the elevator back down, so you get to hear a little bit of the American Adventure Pavilion that maybe you hadn't heard or been in before. Like I said, Susie still talks about this moment to today, and she loves the Voices of Liberty. She has her boyfriend that she loves to go back and see all the time. The musicality of the group is just nothing to be missed, and they have never wavered from year to year. Still, those amazing notes and warm tones that elicit such emotion, they're just so good. Now, I'm not sure the last time I've seen the American Adventure show afterwards, but, you know, I never visit Epcot and miss the Voices of Liberty. That just says how much we love this group. So what are your thoughts of the Voices of Liberty? Have you ever been selected to be part of the show? Do you have a favorite song you've heard them sing? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I would suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we bathe in the warm tones of an elite musical group.
America. You got your umbrella? Okay. They want to get into the American Pavilion so we can see the Voices of Liberty in 5 minutes. She's out ahead.
Is Grandpa up for this?
He's right there. I don't know if he's going to sit down in here.
Folks behind you in wheelchairs or on benches, you can enjoy the show. We'll start things out with a song I think you'll recognize right away. Susie, how old are you? just sang to you. Just a moment, I'm going to ask all of you to sing along with the Voices of Liberty. I'll let you know when it's your turn.
There's room for many more. Just awesome. Thank you.
She is a cool kid. Yeah, that's great. I love that. You guys
sing,
having fun?
You sing too up front.
You sing?
Yeah.
What do you sing?
I just sing in the Christmas program.
Yeah, church. You can sing in school. Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
Can we listen to you guys at home?
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, Daddy owns most of the CDs already, right?
Louisville, Kentucky. How's the weather up there?
Oh, that's why we're here.
We're happy with the rain outside. We're fine.
We're warming up when we get back.
Okay, good. I hope so. I'm headed up to Western New York, just above Pennsylvania, on Tuesday. And the last time I checked, it was 8 degrees. So I'm hoping
yeah. You might hit 12 or 20, maybe. We'll hope.
Well, it's good to meet you, folks.
Thank you so much.
Again, honey. Thank you. You're a sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Is that cool?
So big.
Do you want to go inside or do we want to go do something else? It's animatronics talking about the history of America. It's about 20 minutes long. Yeah. I don't care. I haven't done it in a while. Trace, do you want to go inside and see the show?
I don't care. I just want to come back and listen to them again.
Me too.
Trying to think what else we want to do. I mean, we haven't finished everything up front. We've still got Soren. Ooh. I don't know. We can probably do this. She scanned something and activated them. Your solo was amazing.
Oh,
you're so beautiful. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go see it? Mexico. No, they're going to like that. It's small world light. Okay. I don't know. Anna and Elsa, yeah. They got a really good base.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a couple of bases, right? There's 10 singers, so...
The two bases on the end were very good. I don't know.
We request that you please refrain from using flash photography in order to preserve the magical illusion of our show. As a courtesy to other guests, as well as to yourself, please silence.
I'm just thinking about what else we need to do. I'm actually more concerned about seeing them again. We got to get back up for our Soren, and if we wanted to see Spaceship Earth or anything like that. The big wall.
Oh, can't we do that anytime? Do that on the way
out? No. Not if we stay for fireworks, it'll be closed.
Remember, at the end of the show, everybody goes out the doors on the left side of the theater. The more you move to the left-hand side now, the closer you will be to the exit doors when the show concludes. The show will put you out about 3:38.
3:38, thank you.
What time do they sing again? What time do they sing again?
They sing again at 3:30.
Ah.
They sing at 3:30.
We can go do Mexico and Norway and come back for 3:30. Oh, you're blocking these nice ladies. I'm so sorry, ladies. and then watch them again.
Watch the marching band at 3:15. They're going to play probably inside the restaurant. I'll take you down the elevator just a second. You don't need to go down. I'll take you on the elevator.
Do you want to go down the elevator, or do you just want to take the stairs?
Will perform at 3:15, the singers at 3:30, the next theater show is 3:45. That would also give you time to explore our museum downstairs. The museum has
a clear back at the front of the World Showcase. Norway would be closest. That's what I'm saying. We're going to run out of time. It's 3 o'clock. The park closes at 6.
What? The back?
It closes at 9.
Yeah. So,
six hours. Yes.
I would hope we would have some time.
We're not going to have...
Where are you folks visiting from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky, the bluegrass state.
Yep.
And what's winter been like in Kentucky?
Cold. That's why we're here.
Oh, really? Step inside.
We don't know.
Press number one. Can you find
you
that?
Number one? Where's one? Can you reach it? You see one? Push it. Good job.
Okay, thank you.
I have to push the number.
Oh.
So what do we need?
No.
Apparently not. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was special.
All right, kiddo.
Well, he is very practiced at what he does.
Please open the door slowly.
Don't knock anybody down. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, thank you.
Bye, fine.
Stop, Seuss. Do you want your sweatshirt? Norway's only one pavilion closer.
What?
Norway's only one pavilion closer. Okay.
There's other stuff you guys would rather do than Mexico. That's hilarious. So, see, do you want your coat, honey, or do you just get mine first?
Are you good now?
So, you're not going to be able to see anything. Okay. Because.
Do you want to rock?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for ourselves.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.